Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, which makes us his children, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our message today? Children of the Heavenly Father. Listen to what St. Paul says in Galatians chapter 4. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, that we might receive the adoption as sons and daughters. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, so we can cry, Abba, Father. Today we're doing something special. Our sermon will more fully explain the hymn we just sang, Children of the Heavenly Father. There's no outline today. I just want you to concentrate on the words that we say. And at the end of this sermon, we're going to sing this beloved hymn one more time, hopefully with more understanding and appreciation. The writer of this hymn is Carolina Sandell. Carolina Sandell, born in Sweden in 1832. She was the daughter of Jonas Sandell, a Lutheran pastor. But Carolina preferred to be called Lena. And she would become the most famous hymn writer in the entire country of Sweden, like Charlotte Elliott was in England, the woman who wrote Just As I Am. At the age of 12, Lena was struck down with paralysis. She simply could no longer walk. This went on for quite a long time. And one Sunday morning when her family was off to church, she was in bed as she prayed every morning that God would heal her if it would be his will. And that morning something different happened. She got out of bed, she dressed herself, and she walked the kilometers to the church building. Her reception there was wonderful. And from that time on, Lena began to compose hymns. At age 26, when she was on a boating trip with her father, the boat overturned and her father, Pastor Jonas Sandell, lost his life. Out of this sorrow came from the pen of Lena 14 hymns, including her most famous hymn, the Hymn of Comfort, Children of the Heavenly Father. Lena married, had a family, and believe it or not, would go on to write 650 hymns. She died in 1903 at the age of 71, and at her funeral, the church choir sang her own beloved hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father. Today we're going to take a closer look at that hymn, which is a strong statement of faith in the time of any sorrow in our lives. Listen again to stanza one. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather, nesting bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. Here is the statement of faith Lena made at the sudden death of her father. Here is the statement of faith we can make in the face of any challenges or heartaches we face. Whatever life throws our way, we remain children of our Heavenly Father. Our true and lasting refuge, as the hymn says, is in his bosom, that is, his arms wrapped around us. In Galatians chapter 4, St. Paul tells us that because of Jesus our Savior and our baptism into his name, we have been called his adopted children, his adopted sons and daughters. We can call Almighty God Abba. Abba sounds like it's an Aramaic term. Aramaic is a dialect of the Hebrew language. Abba sounds a lot like Baba, which is a Mandarin way of saying Papa. Jesus says because of our baptism into his name, we can call Almighty God Abba, a term of endearment like Papa. Paul says, listen to his words, God sent forth his Son, that we might receive the adoption as sons and daughters, and we can cry, Abba, Father. In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, in chapter 14, verse 26, we are given this promise. Now listen to this promise. With trust in the Lord comes confidence, and his children will always have a sure refuge. Stanza 2 of Lena's hymn sounds like this. God his own doth tend and nourish. In his holy courts they flourish. From all evil things he spares them. In his mighty arms he bears them. Lena's words here remind me of conversations I have had with countless church members in my 40 years of ministry. I especially think of what one of our dear sainted members of Trinity would tell me shortly before she died. Basically, she said the same thing as Lena says in this hymn verse. God his own doth tend and nourish. In his mighty arms, he'll bear them. That is to say, God is bigger than the heartaches we face. God is bigger than the challenges we face. God is bigger than the illness we face. God is bigger than the death we face. He tends and nourishes us, says the hymn. He bears us in his mighty arms. Oh, how I remember being a young boy in our farm at milking cows many years ago in Spokane, Washington. Couldn't wait till the end of the day when the cows were milked, the supper was eaten, and after some cleaning, I could jump into the hands of my papa. And I still remember, no matter how scrubbed Dad was, how washed he was, he still smelt like cows. And I remember him holding me to his chest and feeling the scratchiness of his beard. Well, he shaved, but by the end of the day, he always had a scratchy beard anyhow. Holding me to his breast, holding me to his bosom, as the hymn says, as my dear father, and I as his dear children, my Baba, my Abba, my Papa. And the text says today, because of Jesus Christ our Lord, you call God Heavenly Father, my Papa and my Abba. His love for us is proven at that cross. Proven at the cross and empty grave of Jesus our Savior. And join with me for just a moment, won't you? As I have you do almost every Sunday, and glance upon that Savior on that crucifix above the altar. The love of God the Father is proven to us by ascending of his Son, Jesus Christ. For God the Father so loved the world, he gave his Son for us. He paid for my sins, thank God. And he paid for yours. He died for me, thank God, and he died for you. But then he rose from the grave on Easter Sunday, and the victory he won gave victory to all his children, the children of the Heavenly Father. Victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over the devil. Because of Jesus' victory, we are assured, as Lena tells us in her hymn, in his mighty arms, he bears them. He bears you and me. And not even the last enemy we face, death, will have the final word. We can thumb our nose at death and say, if that's the best that you've got, bring it on. Big deal, because my Lord has conquered death, and so will I. He who has carried me from birth will carry me past death to life everlasting. The Old Testament Isaiah prophet puts it this way in chapter 46. The Lord declares, you have been carried by me from birth. Even to your old age, I will be the same. Even to your graying years, I will carry you. I have done it. I am carrying you, and I shall deliver you. The third stanza of Lena's hymn reminds us of this. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Unto them his grace he showeth, and all their sorrows he surely knoweth. Just picture Lena Sandell at age 26 making this statement of faith through the hymn that she wrote at the funeral of your dear father, Pastor Jonas Sandell. Oh, Christian believer, this can be our statement of faith as well. St. Paul puts it this way in Romans chapter 8. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, no powers, no height, nor depth, or any created thing shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the promise given to every baptized child of God. This is God's promise to you. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Friends, maybe you've made some big mistakes in life. Maybe you've sinned in such ways that you wonder, does God really want anything to do with me? Maybe you wonder, am I really welcome in this house of God? Maybe you wonder if your fears and doubts have somehow pushed God far away. This wonderful hymn declares what the Bible declares on every single page. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Now, the final stanza of Lena's hymn is also a statement of faith and a word of assurance. Listen to this final stanza. Though he giveth or he taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. Though he giveth or he taketh, these are words from the first chapter of the Old Testament book of Job, verse 26, that says this. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is a way of saying again that our birth and our death are in the Lord's hands. As the hymn says again and again, we are children of the Heavenly Father, and God his children never forsaketh. We end our sermon, a serious sermon, a good message for us today, with a couple of light-hearted stories. A little boy came home one day from playing at his friend's Bobby's house, and he ran to his mother and said, Mommy, who am I? Mommy assumed that he was playing a game, said, Why, you're Superman. And the boy remained very serious, saying, Oh, man, Bobby's mother was right. She said I was so dirty, my own mother wouldn't even recognize me. Another little boy answered the doorbell to his home. He opened the door, and it was a salesman. The salesman cheerfully asked him, What's your name, little man? The little boy replied, My name is Eddie Don't. Why? Because my mama always says, Eddie, don't. Eddie, don't. My friends, you are not Superman. You are not so dirty your mother can't recognize you. You are not Eddie, don't. As today's hymn has said, you are children of the Heavenly Father. Now and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. And God's people said, and now, with more gusto than we sang it before, we are singing this hymn one more time. It's on the screen.